Namaste. Welcome to Veda Talks. I'm so grateful you're here. Let's begin by connecting in with our breath. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, simply take your awareness to your breath. Notice the quality, the texture, the depth. Without changing anything, if you can. It's kind of the nature of bringing our awareness to something, particularly our breath. It naturally slows. It naturally begins to alter. We move from an unconscious state to a conscious state. But just sit and observe the breath. With the next inhale, draw it really deep into your belly, allowing your belly to fully expand, ribs to expand, heart to lift. Top of the breath, hold for a moment. As you exhale, exhale slowly through the nose. Again, inhale deeply to the bottom of the belly. Pausing at the top. And exhaling slowly through your nose. Keep going. Long, full, deep inhale. Hold. And let go. Two more breaths on your own. Beautiful. This is a full circle moment for me. 1 year ago, I followed the nudge of the divine. I listened to the whisper and created this platform from which to speak. And it's really been an incredible journey this last year, a deeply humbling journey. And so I'd kind of just like to share a little bit about that journey with you, my off-the-cuff reflections of the last year, and kind of what realizations I've come to in this moment. As we know, those lessons and teachings continue to unfold. But in this moment, I feel so much gratitude for showing up in this way. So when the initial whisper came that I needed to start sharing in this verbal communication way, there was hesitation. But what I realized was that I needed to lean into that discomfort and show up and see what happens. And when she gave me this inspiration for the way that this podcast would flow, it was very clear. But almost just as quickly as I started, it became really clear that I needed to become more fluid in the structure of the podcast. So I had created a structure and I had that plan in my head, and that's what I was ready to follow through with. And then she decided to teach me more about surrender and about flexibility and adaptability. So this is my first takeaway from this past year, is to trust the process and know that it's not always going to look like what you expect. Most often it will look nothing like what we anticipate or expect. I needed to have that structure to get started. This likely would not have even manifested if I hadn't have had that clear vision of the structure of the way that it was going to go in the beginning. I needed that in order to have a framework to create from. So it's a very necessary part of the journey. But what I learned through the process was that in the moment that it became irrelevant, I needed to drop my attachment to my vision, to the vision, and embrace the unknown. And by doing this, more beautiful things could manifest and I could learn more. More importantly, this whole thing has really been about my own education, my own evolution. And I'm so grateful that some of you have been along for the journey to witness it. But truly, it's all been my own growth through discomfort. I wanted to go back and delete that mispronunciation. There was this underlying, okay, let me redo that part. But truly, this is what I've been learning, is that it doesn't have to be perfect. Perfectionism incarcerates creativity, and it is a self-destructive quality that I no longer embrace. And you see, I don't even like the words that I chose there. There's a part of me that wants to go back and re-record that with the appropriate words. But this lets you into some of the method, the method to the madness, the whole journey and experience that I've had with this. It's no coincidence that all of this corresponded to these health issues that I've been having. And one of the systems that has been impacted is the nervous system, is the brain in particular. And so the symptoms, the way that it shows up is brain fog, trouble word finding, particularly within conversation, and having trouble pinpointing the exact way to communicate something and finding a word that's similar, maybe in the way that it sounds, but not able to pinpoint the actual word that I mean. So it may be close phonetically to the word that actually fits in meaning. And this is very frustrating for someone who is speaking in a podcast. But there are no coincidences. And the divine asked me to show up in this way at the exact same time. And so I share this discomfort with you now and to show you, like, it's all part of the journey. And I'm so grateful for the experience of it and the discomfort that comes along as I've created this and, you know, having to move past the perfectionistic ways of being. And wanting to be well spoken so that I am understood, so that the content of what is being shared is understood. So what an incredible year. And when I look back at these episodes, so much of it has been around the experience of and the invitation of Saturn. And in the last episode, I spoke a little bit about wanting to come on and talk about the Saturn retrograde that was coming up. And so I'd like to finish today's episode speaking to that a little bit. So for the past 2.5 years, Saturn spent the majority of his time in Capricorn. And Capricorn is one of his homes. He rules the sign of Capricorn and Aquarius. Now, back in April, he entered Aquarius for the first time. And we got a little reprieve of his energy in the earth sign of Capricorn, which is heavier in nature. And then a couple of weeks ago, on June 4th, he started to go retrograde. And he is walking back towards Capricorn again. And this will be his final jaunt in Capricorn for 30 years. And it feels really important. You know, he entered Capricorn in January of 2020. And a lot of things started to change in our own individual lives and our global society as well, our global way of being. Everything kind of came to a halt. Saturn, as I've mentioned before, is the slowest moving planet, and he tends to, wherever he is, he kind of puts the brakes on that area in our lives, which causes us to reevaluate. That's the invitation, is to reevaluate what's happening in that area of our life. And if it's not aligned with Dharma, with our evolution, with a path of the awakened being, then he gives us that opportunity to realign our lives, our priorities. And so because the last 2.5 years have been really challenging for a lot of people, this retrograde season back into Capricorn feels very significant. So anytime a planet walks backwards, is in that retrograde motion, his energy is intensified. And in a mundane state of consciousness, this can increase the confusion of that energy. There can be a lack of clarity or a misunderstanding, lack of direction. Like I said, Saturn brings things into focus because he slows it down. And so there can be a collective experience of confusion, which leads to increased experience of fear, of isolation, of the other, which, of course, can increase the experience of violence, both within and without, out in society. So Saturn is walking backwards right now, and on July 12th, he'll re-enter Capricorn. Now, this is all happening in the same nakshatra. This nakshatra is happening in Dhanishta. So Dhanishta nakshatra spans across the end of Capricorn and the beginning of Aquarius. And so throughout this time, Saturn will be in this area of the sky. I think it gives us a beautiful opportunity. The invitation here is for us to really listen, to get still, to gain clarity and perceive the truth. And so whatever Capricorn is in your chart is the area of life that will be brought into focus. And so you can kind of look back over the last 2 years where the intensity in your life has been. Where has that focus been? Where has Saturn been calling your attention? If you have had a reading with me or another Vedic astrologer, you can look at your chart and see where Capricorn lies. If you have your moon in Capricorn, it's interesting. Several of my clients have Capricorn moons, and so they've been going through this intense period with Saturn transiting over their natal moon. And we call this Sati Sati, and it's a really intense time in our lives that calls for deep spiritual attunement. It's not a time that can really be ignored, but for one that is devoted to their evolution, it is an incredibly potent time for awakening and for drawing really clear to what's important in life and allowing the other stuff to burn away, to fall away. So as Saturn retraces his steps, the invitation is to go within and to discover the power of our inner world. Look at your chart. See what house is being activated here. What aspect of your life is being called into this moment of transformation? For me, this is my 10th house. I'm in Aries rising, so Capricorn is in my 10th house. And so his invitation is to look at how I am showing up in the field of career, in the way that I serve through my work, and how can I align my work to my dharma. Saturn really asks us to take responsibility for our lives, how we're showing up in the world, and how we can serve to a greater capacity. As he's retrograding in Capricorn, his influence is growing in this way. So he'll be walking backwards, retracing his steps until October 23rd. And that's when he'll station. There'll be a period of about 5 days where it will seem like he's standing still in the sky. And then he'll slowly begin to move forward again. And as we move forward with all of these truths that we've excavated during his retrograde. So we can use the next 5 months to get really clear on what his call to action is for us. And so as he begins to move forward in October, we have a sustainable structure. We understand how we can serve to our greatest capacity. Having risen through the challenges of this time, having found the strength and courage and resilience to continue to show up, to remain diligent in our service. The positive change that can occur during this time can be really grounded, elemental change. Because ultimately, on the deepest level, Saturn is just inviting us to let go and to love. To really trust and surrender to the divine orchestration of this life. To know that we're always held and supported. So we can show up fearlessly in the way that she is guiding. Embracing the impermanence of this life. Knowing that it all arises from the field of love. This is so encouraging to me. And it makes me tear up in this moment. Having the physical challenges that I'm facing. Knowing that everything works out. as long as I continue to let go and to love, it's all taken care of. There's nothing to fear. So this is that message for you too. If you're listening, know that there's nothing to fear. Continue to show up in the moment, in our day-to-day life, connecting with our community, those around us, supporting their journeys, offering love and guidance along the way, continuing to surrender into love. It's a constant process, right? Let go, let go, let go, let go into love. She has her arms open waiting for us. Thank you so much for taking this journey this last year with me. I'm so honored to share this space, and I really appreciate the opportunity to learn and grow in this way, to lean into the discomfort and to share in this imperfect way. I'm constantly growing and learning. So thank you. I don't know what this podcast has in store for the next year, but I'll continue to show up in the ways that she guides, humbly and gratefully. Have a beautiful summer solstice. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat.
Thank you so much for joining us today and every month here at Veda Talks. We would love to hear your reflections on how this wisdom came through for you. Please reach out with any questions and suggestions. If you are interested in receiving personalized guidance, visit VedaTalks.com to schedule your one-on-one Vedic astrology reading. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to receive an alert each month when our next episode goes live. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be honored for you to share it with your community. Until next time, shine bright, beloveds. Hari Om.